Now we will hear from school board candidate Tracy Chandler.
Not only do I have an interest in what is currently happening, I have my eye on how the decisions we make now will affect our kids well into the future. I understand how government works, and I believe we need honest, clear, respectful dialogue about the issues we are facing. How can we keep our schools running successfully as our budget is shrinking? What steps can we take to keep our kids off of drugs? How can we do a better job of connecting with our rural schools? What can we do locally to resist the trend of teaching to the test and ensure that our kids are retaining what they learn? The goal of our district should be motivated, positive students with the critical thinking skills needed to be successful, whether they stay in Kodiak or venture out into the world.
Mr. Robert Foy.
I would like to be considered for one of the vacant seats on the Kodiak Island School District Board of Education. How does the school district respond to change? Most of the changes we experience now and that we're currently experiencing and are going to experience are driven by federal state policies and declining budgets. For the most part, we really aren't going to have much choice but to accept these changes. However, we do have a choice into how we prepare and how we respond to these changes. My first priority, given that, is to improve the active communication among the school board, the administration, teachers, and parents. This is especially important as new standards are mandated by federal and state policies and will become even more important with reduced state funding.
We only have one person running for mayor, and Mayor Pat Branson is running for re-election unopposed, and her mom is not well and she's in Florida. So Stephanie De La Garza from the Chamber of Commerce will be reading a brief statement from our Mayor Pat Branson.
As the state and federal dollars continue to get tighter and less, it is most important to have locally elected officials who can work together and problem solve in maintaining our quality of life, a stable and growing economy, affordable housing and cost of living, infrastructure that is well maintained, and municipal budgets, which are carefully reviewed and balanced. Having been involved as a leader in public service, as well as many nonprofits and businesses for the past 33 years in Kodiak, and with plans to retire here, I am committed to providing sound leadership and would welcome the opportunity to continue to serve Kodiak residents as your mayor.
Moving on to the city council, we have three open seats with three candidates running. We have candidates Laura Abolito, Rich Walker, and Gabrielle Sarabia. Laura is actually present tonight, and we're going to let Laura start.
As I established my adult life here, my heart grows fonder for this place. And 23 years down the road, I want to be able to still look at Kodiak and see kids my age now and kids younger than me love this place as much as I do.
Our next candidate running is Rich Walker. Rich apologizes he was not able to be here. Executive Chamber Director Trevor Brown is going to be reading a statement from Rich Walker.
I have enjoyed bringing my construction and maintenance background to the City Council these past 3 years. I am proud of the work we have been able to accomplish, especially all of our infrastructure projects like Pier 3, Monashka Pump House, water and sewer upgrades, and biocell facility. And I look forward to upgrades for our harbors in the near future.
Gabrielle Sarabia was also not able to be here, so I think Trevor Brown, our executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, is going to read a statement from him.
I support the Kodiak fishing industry. I support our senior citizens. I support programs for youth. I support the Coast Guard, and I support more affordable housing so Kodiak homes become a lower cost for our citizens.